A note from the author. Two people can go through the same routine, same job, same city, same challenges, but end up feeling completely different. One wakes up grateful, the other just feels drained. It really comes down to where you put your attention. What you focus on, your mind starts finding everywhere. Life is packed with tiny moments that slip by unnoticed. Look around. A patch of sunlight brightening up a silent room. Laughter from a table nearby. The steady beat of footsteps on streets you know by heart. These little things rarely shout for your attention, but your nervous system is always tuned in, soaking up signals of safety and connection. Inspired by nervous system research, especially Stephen W. Porges's work, this book dives into how daily experiences quietly shape how we feel about the world in close detail. Through stories about light, sound, people, memory, and the rhythm of everyday life, the book uncovers thousands of small signals waiting for us, hiding in plain sight. I'm not promising quick fixes or pushing forced optimism here. What I really want is for you to notice how much richness ordinary life already holds. Turns out, the moments that matter most aren't always loud or dramatic. They're the quiet ones we finally learn to see. Frauke Arnold. Introduction. Right now, as you read these words, your nervous system is already doing its job. It's reading the room. It's clocking the temperature of the air on your skin, the quality of the light, the faint sounds drifting in from somewhere outside. You're processing the world before your conscious mind has even caught up. That's not a metaphor. That's biology. Your body is a living instrument, constantly scanning the world for signals. And here's the thing most people never get told. The majority of those signals aren't warnings. They're invitations. Tiny, quiet, persistent invitations to feel safe, to feel, even for a moment, that everything is okay. The researcher, Stephen Porges, calls this neuroception. Your body's ability to sense safety or danger below the level of thought. Fast, automatic, happening all the time. But what often gets left out of that conversation is this. Your nervous system isn't only looking for threats. It's equally hungry for comfort. It's actively searching for signals that say you belong here, you're safe, you can breathe. The smell of something cooking, rain against a window, a familiar voice in the next room. These aren't small things. They're the things your body runs on. The trouble is, modern life is brilliantly designed to make you miss all of it. News cycles feed on urgency. Social media trains your eye to compare and scroll. Notifications fire constantly, pulling your attention toward the next problem before you've finished with the last one. Slowly, so slowly you don't notice it happening, you get wired for threat. Your attention starts passing over everything quiet and good, locking onto everything loud and alarming. You stop catching the glimmers. That's what this book is about, learning to catch them again, not as a productivity practice, not as a gratitude list, but as a genuine retraining of where your attention goes and what it lets in when it gets there. The world is still full of difficult things. That's real, and this book won't pretend otherwise. But it's also full of something else. Small, steady, beautiful signals your body already knows how to receive. You haven't lost the ability to feel them. You've just gotten out of practice noticing they're there.